Hello, everyone. We're just tapping in for a quick intro. This is Yip Jump Music, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I start off with the same song every week. That was Sizeta by Haile Mariji and the Walias, which is a variation on the Ethiopian blues, otherwise known as Tizeta or Nostalgia. But today we're not talking about blues, we're talking about a musical genre that developed from and parallel to the blues, that is soul. I've been thinking a lot about the soul and the existence of the soul, and whether or not it's a given or whether it's something that has to be planted and nurtured over the course of your life. Because I believe it's possible for the soul to wither. That's the only way that I can justify some of the people who exist in the world. They definitely have some withered, dithered souls. So anyway, I'm just going to play the music. This first song reminds me of my greatest friends of the whole world. And we were at a bar a few weeks ago, and it came on, and everyone was so excited, and they were talking about history of African-American music, where they listened to the song. And, I think it's Professor Pennington. I never took the class. I never really had the time to take music classes, but I always liked hearing about it. And everyone who I knew took the class, so I feel like I did by proxy. But this is shame, shame, shame. Think about it. This is Yip Jump Music.
If you get the notion, you can't stop the groove, cause you just won't move. Got my sunroof down,
put it down,
got my diamond in the back. Put on your shaggy ring, woman, if you're gonna hide, you'll be back. If you get the notion, you can't stop the groove, cause you just won't move. Got my sunroof down, got my diamond in the back.
Thank you.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you. Oh, you touched her perfect body with your mind, yeah. Now Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew certain only drowning men could see him, he said all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. Yeah, 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 yeah. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you won't travel with him, and you won't travel blind, 'cause you think maybe you can trust him, 'cause he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning, leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds the mirror.
are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
And we're back. Ooh, that beautiful air conditioner sound just jumps right out at you when you turn on this mic. Love it. We're back. We're taking a little break. Quick pit stop on the Soul Train to learn about seatbelt safety. When you're riding the train, you should always wear your seatbelt. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. That's what it says in the copy. It says, no matter what it takes. And I want you to think about that. You have to shove these kids in that car, pin them down, and you have to get that seatbelt on, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. And then what you have to do is you have to do what you have to do what it takes. You're going to get that kid in that car. You're going to shove them in there, you're going to hold them down, you're going to get the seatbelt on, and then you have to like hot glue it, super glue it, because you have to make sure they're wearing it the whole time. Then you never give up till they buckle up. Never give up till they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. You can never give up until they buckle up. Never. And I think those are words to live by. I'm really glad that that is the page that I turned to today. Seatbelt safety. Well, that was the first half hour. That was the first 37 minutes. And we're going to get into the next 37 minutes. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, this installment of Yip Jump Music is just kind of a rumination on soul. It's not exhaustive. I think the songs that I have on here are pretty specific to, I would say, the Motown period. Anywhere from 1964 to, I believe, 1975. Is the newest song. Anyway, not that anything is limited to that, or that the genre is limited to that period, but this is just a very specific slice into what probably some of my most listened to music, just in general, over the course of my life. And I think it's very, at the top of the hour, I mentioned the idea of the soul in the person sense, I guess the spiritual sense, but I think that the entity and the music are very intertwined, and I have a song coming up next that I feel like is kind of a testament to that. It kind of is the thing is also the music, and the music is the thing, and it really changes how you think about it, because a lot of these are pop songs. These are, objectively, these are popular songs, but it's also kind of a salve? Yeah, the lotion that you put on when you are hurt or burnt and you have to heal yourself. It is a salve, which can be said of much of the history of American music, I would say specifically those genres, which is all genres when you get down to it, from the South and from African American displaced people who didn't have a choice, but they were here, and then all of music was created, basically, which is something so, I mean, it speaks to the soul, you know, not just the music, but also the thing, the entity. And yeah, I think that's reflected really well in a lot of these songs, the idea of human living, breathing songs, and how music is the power to both incite and to heal and to learn and grow and change. That's what you get when you listen to Yip Jump Music. You get some edutainment, heavy on the edu, and now heavy on the attainment. This song is one of the saddest songs you will ever hear in your life. I have had my heart broken on multiple occasions, and every single time I listen to this song, and it doesn't really make me feel better, but it makes me feel something. So this is Etta James.
Dreams don't always come true.
Oh no,
no. The morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
On the dock of the bay, just wasting time. That's where we all are this morning on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is Yip Jump Music, or it has been for the past hour. Just have one more song. Pulling into the last stop of the Soul Train for this morning, but next train's coming in about 3-4 weeks probably. So that's when I anticipate the next soul-centric episode will be, but I'm not going to make any promises, so I will be in next week, unlike most of these students, I guess they're called, whatever. Yeah, it's the fall break is approaching, so I'll be here. A lot of people are calling out, so we shall experience that together in the future. But for the past hour, it's been pretty soulful, I would say. Chicken Soup for the Soul. I think that's a book. But it's kind of a joke now. Isn't it funny how sometimes words mean one thing and then they can mean another? Well, I just have one song left, but it's not extremely long. No, but I do want to play the whole thing. I couldn't have a soul hour and not play Aretha, so I'm closing with a song that I've been thinking about a lot recently. And I hope you think about it too. It's edutainment after all. And I'll see you next week. So, usually I close with Harry Nilsson, Turn On Your Radio, but today we're closing with Aretha. Here to remind you to tell you to insist that a change is gonna come.
There's an old friend that I once heard say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my
change is gonna come.